Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, December the 7th of 2018. And the time. As always, we have another outstanding of the message. I think it's time and valuable. You, I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you. We're going to talk about success blockers. We all have them, knowingly and unknowingly, and it's time to get rid of them. Success blockers. Brothers and sisters, there is a block. There is something that is preventing you from being you. That something that is preventing you from being you is you. Something that is preventing you from being the sameness. Okay, can you hear me? All right, great. So, man, my phone got a little choppiness in it, so a little static, but thankfully, hopefully everybody can hear me okay. So the sameness of God, success, it depends upon your ability The ability to is what's important. Now, let's break this down, brothers and sisters, because this is extremely important when we're talking about your success. Let me turn off my mic here because this static is bothering me. Bear with 1 second, brothers and sisters. Let's see. There we go. All right. So your success depends upon your ability to realize that there is a blocker. There is something that is inhibiting or something that is limiting or something that is causing a rift. So the universe responds to itself. So the universe responds to the sameness, or the universe responds to the likeness, or the universe responds to the ability to, because remember, there's only one frequency. There's only one wave. There's only one vibration. So God is omnibenevolent. Now, we talked about this yesterday a little bit when we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, and we broke down those seven spiritual attributes and characteristics, if you will, of you being you. And what we were talking about yesterday, we was talking about the fact that each and every one of us, we have a authentic confidence, or we should have a authentic confidence that comes from spiritual therapeutics, that comes from spiritual awareness, that comes from spiritual actualization, that comes from spiritual activism, that comes from spiritual development, that comes from spiritual determination, and that comes from spiritual oneness. It was the last word, oneness, and the word oneness is sameness. So there is a sameness, like same but same, S-A-M-ness. There is a sameness. There is a uniqueness. There is a unity of thought. There is a oneness with God. You must have this oneness with God, this sameness. So the question is, what is stopping you from being the same as God? And the thing that's stopping you from being the same as God is you. So how are you stopping you from being the same as God? Well, when we talk about success blockers, the universe knows who you are being at all times. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, imagination of your people. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to the universe. You can't lie to God. So the universe knows who you are beaming, who you are bonding, who you are being at all times, but you don't. The success blocker is you. The success blocker is the contract that you made with you. You made an agreement and you forgot it. I'm here to remind you of your being choice. Now, we got to understand the didacticness of the complexity of the ability to contemplate your greatness or lack thereof. The ability to contemplate your sameness and your uniqueness or the lack thereof. The ability to contemplate the sameness and the uniqueness or the lack thereof. That's the problem. You've made a contract with yourself, and the contract that you signed with yourself when you decided to be, you made a decision to be something that is not uniquely you. You made that. I don't know why you made the decision. I can only talk about me. I made a decision to not to be the same as God because I didn't think I was equal to God. I thought I was a poor critter because that's what they told me. The Reverend Dr. Bishop told me I was a poor critter, so I believed him. Now, I did things also that aligned my beingness with poor critterness. Now, it's not conscious. I just say things to myself that aligns myself with poverty, with sickness, with ignorance, and with a lack of toe-curling relationships. So why am I doing that? Why am I blocking my own success? There's a lack of worth and value of self. It's the inability to see. The Bible says it this way, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, the concern I have is that everybody's heard this before. We all know this. But what we don't know is we don't know how we write these unwritten contracts with ourselves. So wherever you are right now, you're not the same as God. You are an awesome individual, but your righteousness is as a filthy rag, as is mine. Now, what does that mean in English? That means that we're not being one with the Father. We are being, but we're not bonding with the Father. We're not one with Source. We're not the sameness. We're not. We haven't established the kingdom of God on earth. At least I haven't. So every physical problem has a spiritual cause and a spiritual solution. Let me say that again. Every physical problem has a spiritual cause and a spiritual solution. Let me say that again. Every physical cause, every physical problem has a spiritual cause and a spiritual solution. Let me say that again. Every physical problem, every mental problem, every wealth problem, every health problem, every wisdom problem, every relationship problem has a spiritual cause, not a physical one. Stop trying to treat it in the physical. You have to treat it in the spiritual. The universe knows who you are being at all times. The universe knows. It doesn't have to wish. It doesn't have to think. God knows. God knows who you have chosen to be, exousia. The difference between you, the difference that put you into the God kind or the God class is exousia, power of choice. You got it. Unfortunately, many of us are irresponsible gods. We are irresponsible creators. Relationships fizzle out. Relationships don't work. Relationships die when issues go unresolved, meaning the solution for every relationship problem on earth is to simply sit down and make an agreement between two parties that are in that relationship to address the unresolved issue. That's very simple. There is a success blocker to relationships. What is it? You are doing something that the other party doesn't agree. So the success blocker is your agreement that you made with yourself. I agree, me, myself, and I, all three of us got together, and all three of us had a meeting. And all three of us have decided to be, to bond, and to beam wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship. We made a decision. We declared it, and we decreed it, and then I wrote it down inside of a document. And now I share that document with my clients in the form of what we call a business plan, a blueprint, if you will. Mine is called the Eagles Club. So 20 years ago when I sat down and I came to this epiphany, which is I've made an agreement not to be me. So I need to make an agreement to be me. I need to make a choice. And I told everybody about the book, The Being Solution, by Daryl Rutherford, great book. I recommend you read it. It's how I was able to extrapolate and understand. Now, the book, just like my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, he told me I needed a purpose, but he could not tell me what my purpose was. The book, The Being Solution, told me I needed to be something. I need to be the solution, but it didn't tell me what the solution was. Big problem. So you got a purpose, but you don't know what it is. There is a solution to every problem on earth, but you don't know what the solution is. How can you be the solution if you don't know what the solution is? How can you beam, bond, and be if you don't know what to be? It says be the solution. Okay, what is the solution? Okay, if you got a health problem, what is the solution? Okay, you don't know. So you got cancer. What's the solution to cancer? If you don't know, how are you going to be that solution? So the key is to make an agreement with the solution. Because right now, you've made an agreement with failure. Now, you don't know you made an agreement because not making an agreement is an agreement. See, I did not make an agreement with poverty. Nobody can tell me that I made an agreement with poverty. I did not choose Nile. When I tell people this, they get real angry. You know, if you are poor, you chosen to be poor. If you're in a bad relationship, you chose to be in a bad. Women, when I tell women this, they getting beat. And I say, why do you choose to get beat? And they say, excuse me? He's hitting me. Okay, why you choose? Why did you sign up to get beat? Women get real quiet. They get real upset. So it is my fault that he putting his fist in my mouth. Yeah, pretty much. Silence usually goes through the hallways. Because nobody want to take ownership of their own life. So when I went to the, when I was a young girl, when I was dumber and I was stupider, Reverend Dr. Bishop told me, yo, boy, get out of the military. And I said, yes, sir. And then I got angry and mad when it didn't work. And I blamed him. Okay, who put a gun to my head and made me get out of the military? Nobody. See, we don't like to take responsibility. If you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you got cancer, who are we going to blame? Your genetics? You going to blame your mother and your father? I don't think so. Now, you're probably going to do that, but it's not their fault. You're going to blame, you know, society. You're going to blame the chemtrails in the air. You're going to blame genetically modified organism. You're going to blame everybody but yourself. That is the success blocker. The blocker to success, the reason that you're not more wealthy, the reason you can't go to the next level is you refuse to disconnect from yourself and connect to your design through source, through God. Take your design in line with God's mind. Now, the way that you're refusing is by not choosing. Let me say it again. The way that you are refusing is by not choosing. Let me say it again. The way that you are refusing, people tell me, well, Brother Will, brother, I did not choose to be poor, brother. I did not choose to be poor. Did you choose to be rich? No, I didn't choose to be rich, but I didn't choose to be poor. Okay, the fact that you didn't choose to be rich, you have chosen to be poor by default. Not making a decision is the same thing as making a decision. Not making a decision for something is making a decision against something. Don't tell me you are against racism. I'm not interested in what you are against. Don't tell me you are against poverty. Not interested. Don't tell me you are against sickness. Not interested. Don't tell me that you are against ignorance. Don't tell me that you are against bad relationships. Tell me what you are for, brother. Tell me what you are for. Tell me what you're willing to die for. Tell me what inspires you. Tell me what motivates you. Tell me what makes your palms sweaty. Tell me what makes your heart beat. The blockers to success is not being able to clearly identify your emotional charges. Everybody got things that's frequently repeated, but very few people got things that are emotionally charged. Oh, you can repeat, brother. You know, you can do mantras all day. I am wealthy, I am healthy, and I am wise. You can say that all day, every day. What happens? Nothing. You know how many people walk around saying mantras and got vision boards and broke as a joke? You see them on most Sunday mornings. Why is that? Success blockers. What is a success blocker? The contract, the agreement that you have with dis-ease. Now, you got an agreement with poverty. And the problem is nobody told you. You signed a contract to be poor. I recommend you cancel the contract today. How do we cancel a contract, Brother Will? By signing a contract. How do we sign a contract, Brother Will? By making a choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. By bringing every thought into captivity and seeing it is of God. Now, let me be crystal clear. Because a lot of people get lost in the fluff. There's so many techniques. There's so many buzzwords and phrases. There's so much doodah. There's so much, you know, flash and dash that people get confused. Oh, yeah. I was con, swindled, fused, joining together. I was joined together with confusion. But the reason was because nobody spoke clearly. People said things and they didn't break them down. I went to church and says, you know, God wants you to be wealthy, healthy, and wise. Really. How do we pull that off, though? How do I pay my light bill with that sermon? See, no, it wasn't that they didn't know. It's just that they didn't break it down. That's why I do didactic teaching. That's why I say the same thing 20 times. God is an unlimited supply. So you got an unlimited supply. So how come you don't have unlimited? How come you don't have unlimited wealth, unlimited health, unlimited wisdom, and unlimited relationships? How come? How come? Because there is something called a success block that blocks what God is sending. God is the Patar. The word Patar means generator. God is a Patar. He's an endless supply. Endless. Emphasis on the word endless and emphasis on the word unlimited. So God is an unlimited, endless supply, and he sent that unlimited, endless supply to you. Where is it? You signed a contract with yourself to not receive God's wealth. Why would you do that? The same reason I did. I didn't know. My people perish for lack of gnosis. No devils or demons required. You don't know. That's why you don't grow. If you knew, then you would grow. But you don't know, that's why you don't grow. Now, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear, because nobody told me this. Your lack of consciousness of the concept filter of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Your lack of consciousness of the concept filter. Your five senses blocks out the frequency and waves and vibrations of the Most High. It doesn't let it in. Your reticular activating system, according to biology, blocks success. It doesn't let it in. The reticular activating system, if you don't believe me, go to Google, your favorite search engine, type in RAS and look it up. It'll blow your cookies and curl your toes. Guaranteed. I already looked it up, wrote books about it, did sermons, the whole nine. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I am saying that there is a funnel. And you ever seen a funnel? At the top is real big and at the bottom is real small. The God is at the top of the funnel, you at the bottom of the funnel. The reason that the funnel gets smaller as it gets closer to you is all of your belief systems that you got. Every belief you got is a limit upon the supply. All I did was chunk my beliefs, bam, money, wealth, health, wisdom, total relationships are coming into my life. The moment I got rid of all of the he says, she says, and all of the tradition, booyah. Shizness, I just started to blow up. But the moment I hold on, the more you hold on to your beliefs, the more you're holding on to poverty. Tell me a belief, I'm going to show you a limit. I believe his name is Jesus. Limit. I believe you only get blessed if you tithe. Limit. I believe that you should not go to church. Limit. I believe that you should go to church. Limit. I believe the moment you label something, you limit something. Well, Brother Will, we live in an environment of labels. Hello. Welcome to the desert of the real. If you can't label something, you can't limit something. Name's a limit. You are a limit. What happens if I take away your name? I take away your limit. But you cannot stand. No man can see God and live. In other words, if you receive God's, all of God's anointing, so to speak, of all of his frequency, wave, and vibration, you'll pop. So God has to limit himself. That's why on the mountain he showed Moses his hind parts. He limited the amount of expression so Moses wouldn't pop. You cannot stand. It's too much. God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So I want you to think and I want you to ask. Whatever that is, that's a freaking limit. It's too small, homie. Now, there's nothing wrong with limit. It just needs, you have to understand the concept of the filter. See, nobody taught me get a bigger filter. In other words, get a bigger box. The Bible says you're going to be a slave. You're going to be a slave to righteousness or a slave to sin. Sign me up for righteousness, please. I mean, you got to be a slave anyway. I mean, you're going to be a slave to somebody, right? So if I'm going to be a slave, I want to be a slave to righteousness. I'm just, that's just me. That's just the way that I'm, you know, That's the way my savings account is set up. So you get the choice. You get to choose ye this day whom you will serve. Exousia is the power of choice. You have that. You every day, you may, now you've made a choice to be poor. I don't know why, especially after listening to my teachings, when you know that you could choose to be rich. Why do you continue to choose to be poor? Because you don't believe you can be rich. Do you know that people I talk to, the option of wealth is not even on the table? Some of the people. Let me make sure you understand. The doctor says you got cancer. What is the next thought that comes into your brain? Guaranteed. Fear. You don't even, faith ain't even an option. The doctor, he got a white coat on, and he got the DR in front of his name. When he speaks, it's like God has spoken to thee. So alternative treatments is not even an option. Well, the doctor said, you know, I got to have surgery. Is there any other options? Well, no, he's a doctor. Okay, if you shoot him, does he dodge bullets? No, he put his pants on one leg at a time, don't he? Yeah. And he went to school just like you did. You punch him in the mouth, he bleed. He don't know more than you. Now, let me be crystal clear. So, let's say you're an Eskimo. If you're an Eskimo, and you're taking your and you're getting your dietary instructions from an African, from the Congo. Now you're an Eskimo, and because of the internet, you dialed in and you tuned up. You got you a life coach from the Congo. Now he lives in the jungles of Africa. You out in the snow, polar, North Pole, wherever you at. But you take an instruction from a guy in the Congo, and he tells you, eat fruits and berries, vegetables, nuts and grain. So you go out in the North Pole or in the South Pole to find fruits and berries and nuts and stuff because the guru told you that lives in the Congo, that's what you need because that works for him. And you Eskimos, they eat primarily protein and fat in the form of seals and, you know, they eat blubber. Because that's what's abundantly there. That's what nature provided for them. That is their biological system. There are laws, brother. There are laws, sister. There are universal spiritual laws of nature, of life. These are laws of life. These are laws of living. They're not religion. They're life. Because Jesus says you may have life, not religion. But you got a religious zealot or a religious guru giving you advice that says eat fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Now, if you are versus negative blood, that's the mistake you're making today. You got a diet that's based upon culture, not blood. So if you are magnetic and you eat an electric diet, your dogs will not hunt. But that's what we do. We've signed a contract with the wrong guru, a.k.a. God, a.k.a. principles. These are principles of tradition and religion and not principles of life. Ken, that you may have life. He did not come that you may have knowledge of good and evil. But we got knowledge of good and evil. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you sign a contract knowingly or unknowingly to be good. That's why you do the, that's why if the speed limit says 65, you drive 65. I drive according to the road and the weather and my skill. I get pulled over a lot, but I don't get no tickets. Now, a lot of people don't understand that. But I don't drive, I don't eat, I don't do anything according to the rules of this harmonious arrangement. I do the things according to the rules of life. So success blockers is living your life according to somebody else's rule, but not according to your life. Money is attracted to you. or money is repelled from you as a result of who you've chosen to be. So if you choose, if you have committed yourself to have a negative attitude about money, meaning the dominant culture always have money and I don't. If you've established that agreement, an agreement is how you think. An agreement is a belief system. You have an agreement that is blocking your success. Your job is to find it and get rid of it. How do we get rid of it? All you got to do is one thing. The moment that you make a sign a contract to be anything opposite of the current contract, that ruling disposition that you signed that contract with, he's going to show up. Don't believe me? Do it right now. Watch what happens. The moment, if I tell you to make a goal to make, today is the December the 7th. If you say you're going to make 10 grand between December now and December the 15th. So if you're going to bring in $10,000 between today and December the 15th, write it down and commit to it. Watch what happens. A thought going to come into your brain. It's going to be a thought like this. It's going to say, how are we going to do that? That's that ruling disposition. It's going to immediately challenge that new agreement. That's all you got to do. Success blockers are exposed. Now, I talk about this negative habit pattern. It's another way of saying the same thing. We all got negative habit patterns. Well, these are negative habit principles. These are ruling dispositions. These are demons. These are dispositions. These are denominations. What does that mean? It's blocking the unlimited, because remember, God is omnibenevolent. He's always good. He's sending out a frequency of unlimited wealth, unlimited health, unlimited knowledge, unlimited relationship, but there is you have a current concept of God. You got a current concept of your words. You got a current concept of your confidence. You got a current concept. So your self-concept is different from God's. It's not the same as God. God says you are unlimited, but you lack consciousness of God's sameness. Why? You have consciousness of God's limit. So as spiritual beings, we choose who we are going to be automatically, every day, all day, 24/7, 365. You wake up every day and you choose to be. Now, you don't know it because it's unconscious. The purpose of the Life Management System and now the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is to make the unconscious conscious. That's all I do. Every day, I expose you to the limitless supply called your point of view. Every day. Every day, I challenge your point of view. Every day, I challenge your definition of reality. Every day. When you tell me, well, Brother Will, I'll take out a pen and paper, and I'll write down what you get ready to say. Because as soon as you tell me what you believe, you just gave me the name of the demon. Well, Brother Will, I believe that, you know, every man should have the right, you know, of every woman should have the right to do whatever they want with their body, okay? Ruling disposition. And I just, you know, that's that rule. You telling me your belief system. That's your bullshit system. Now, it's a great one. Let's not get it twisted. We all got great belief systems. We fight. We Negroes will kill you over their belief system. Don't believe me? Go to the hood and challenge it. Ask somebody, hey, dude, what do you think about Donald Trump, brother? Ask them about politics. Watch what happens. Ask them about religion. Oh, man. Find a Jehovah's Witness. Find a Mormon. I had a Mormon ask a question, like, and I said, who's Joseph Smith? I didn't even answer the question. I just told him, who's Joseph Smith? I told him, email me back when you research Joseph Smith. They didn't email me back. Why? They researched Joseph Smith. You got a belief system, and that's preventing you from being successful. And until you cancel the contract with your belief system and write a contract with God's system of life, until you do that, you will not be successful. I don't care what your belief system is; it's a limit. We got a limited supply. See, the thing you want is outside the box of your reality. Let me tell it again. The thing that you want is currently outside the box of your reality. You got to make a decision, but you cannot make a choice or a decision with the same mindset that created that current choice or decision. Meaning, you got to change your thinking. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Because I'm asking you to do something that's not even an option to you. It's like asking somebody that lives in the South Pole or the North Pole to go outside and pick, you know, coconuts, bananas, and mangoes. They don't grow in the South Pole. They don't have a concept of the South. They don't have a concept of fruits and vegetables. All they see is polar bears, seals. They don't even see. They don't have the ability to see because it's not in their box. It's not in their environment. It's not in their surroundings. So success is not in the current environment that you're in. Wealth is not in the current environment. I'm talking about mental. Maybe physical too. But 99.99999% of the time it's mental. Meaning the way that you think, success is not in there. Think is flawed. See, life is really that simple. How simple is life, brother? Life is you automatically bring into your life who and whatever belongs in the reality that you have created for yourself based upon your beliefs, called your point of view, your reality. Now, let me say that again. That bonehead you married to? Or that job you hate? That raggedy car you drive? No, not you, but, you know, people you know. Whatever's going on in your life. Why is it there? Who and what belongs in your reality? That's your vibrational equivalent. When I figured that out, I changed my vibrational equivalent. And one day, you can do this. You can change your vibrational. You can change your vibration today. You got to wait. That your current vibration is blocking your future success. So the same way you got to the level that you're at right now, that's the same way you get to the next level. How? You made a decision to be on that level. When you make a decision to be wealthy, poverty says we're not going. We're not going to let you go. If you, excuse me, if you weigh 250 and you make a decision to weigh 230, 250 is going to say we ain't going nowhere. 250 is going to say we ain't going without a fight. 250 is going to say you better come with some energy and some effort because we want to stay at 250. So 230 has to say to 250, we're going to be, we choose to be the vibrational equivalent of 230. The moment you make that being choice, the doing comes. And so 230 is going to say, we got to burn more calories than we consume if we want to be 230. Because right now we 250. So if you 250 and you want to be 230, you make a decision, you make a choice to be 230. Everything in your body changes the moment you make a decision. And now everything that you need to be 230 is drawn into you because you are the vibrational equivalent of 230. If you make a decision to be a millionaire, the moment you make a decision to be a millionaire, your whole chemistry in your body changes and it draws millionaire thinking to you. And know what it's going to tell you? Say no. Your friend's going to call you, hey, dog, what you doing? Let's go to the movies tonight. You know what? Your new vibration is going to say, we ain't got time for no movies. But you got to hold up. That's, you know, it's my boys. Your girl going to say, hey, honey, let's go outside and, you know, walk the dog. And you make a choice to be a millionaire. You know what your brain going to tell you? We ain't got time to go out there and walk the dog. Millionaires don't do that. The millionaire hire dog walkers. They don't walk the dog. Well, they were the ones I know. I know millionaires. They don't even cut their own grass. Millionaires have got orchards and acres. Now, how do you maintain that? I don't know. I have a gardener. I just pay him $200 a week. See, millionaires pay people to do non-issues. Let me make sure you understand. Because you've chosen not to be a millionaire by choosing to do shizness you should not be doing. Because that's taking up time. Time is money. You got the same 24 hours in a day that I got. So how you use your time, how you use your vibration determines that is a success blocker. It's blocking your success because you're saying yes to shizness that you should be saying no. Every time you say yes to somebody else, you're saying no to yourself. So let me say that again. That is the number one success blocker on earth. You're saying yes to all your boys. You're saying yes to the neighbor. You're saying yes to mama and dada. You're saying yes to the Sheerans. Now, nothing wrong with saying yes, but don't tell me you want to be a millionaire when you're saying yes to non-millionaire activities. It's okay. If you choose ye this day whom. You see, you've made an agreement to be a good father, but you didn't make an agreement to be a millionaire. Can you be a good father and a millionaire? Gonna be tough. Real tough. So you gotta make a decision. See, think about your whole life for one moment. Just think. Think about your whole life. Think about your physical life. Think about the choices and the decisions that you make and have made to be you. Think about your financial well-being or lack thereof. Think about your relationships. Think about all the people that you've dated and the reason. Think about all your breakups. Think about all your failures, not your successes. Think. When you think about all your failures, you're going to notice a common denominator. You're going to notice there was an agreement that you've made not to be authentic. You're going to find that you compromise your true authentic self, your sameness. I'm not talking about your lameness. You're going to find that you compromise your sameness of God. Every time failure shows up, you're not being God. You're not being an individual expression of God on earth. You're making decisions that harm the self. You know that we are the only, quote-unquote, species on earth that do that? No other species will eat something that's harmed itself. A dog will walk over, and then if you don't believe me, try it. I tried it. Put, like, some bleach in your dog's water and then sit it down and watch what happens. The dog walk over there, he smells it, and he keep walking. Now, we drink fluoride in our water, sap it up like it's no tomorrow. And we know. We take showers and just like, you know, we go swimming in chlorine, swimming pools. That's like the worst. That's like just jumping into a liquid poison. But we put our kids in there. And then we wonder why our little Johnny ends up with, you know, walking with a limp. Now, I'm being a little fictitious, but think. We make an agreement with things that we know are harmful to ourselves. That is a success blocker. You know. Now, there's also this harmonious arrangement that is actively pursuing things that limit your success. Chemtrails in the air. Fluoride in your water. Genetically modified organisms. Extreme low frequencies. Wind towers. There's a whole list of things that we can talk about that limit your success. That's put there by the man. But until you wake up to your awesomeness of the ability to make a decision, that's a power that you have that lions don't have. Lion is called the kingdom of the jungle, but lions don't have what you have. Lions do not have the power of choice. What? Why? They have something called instinct. They're born with it. All you got to do is just prove the theory. Go out there and just run past a group of lions. Watch what happens. They instinctively get up and start chasing you. Put a zebra in front of a lion. Whether they're hungry or not, watch what happens. Why? Lions eat meat. You ever seen a vegetarian lion? I've never seen one. You seen one? How come lions eat meat? They're programmed by years and years and years of genetics. We have epigenetics. They don't. You have the ability to change your perception and your reality. You can change your mindset so that the mind that created the problem is not the same mind that you use to solve it. See, the ability to choose, the ability to do exousia, dunamis exousia, that, again, removes success blockers. Another thing that moves success blockers is the ability to think outside the box. This ability to think outside the box and make a choice that moves you to the next box. Those are three things that you have. Number one, you have the ability to make a choice. Number two, you got the ability to make a choice that's outside of the box of the current reality, even though you don't know what it is. I can make a decision to be wealthy, even though I don't have the know-how to be wealthy. Because the know-how comes after the decision. Let me say it again. Everybody's part of Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You already know this because you have my book, Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, which simply states that when you make a decision, number one, you can make a decision. See, a lot of people don't know that they have the option to make a decision. A lot of people don't know that. I pray to God, you are not one of those people. It is my prayer that you understand you have freedom of choice. Although it is limited, very limited, you still have it. Let me say that again. I have to change the mics. So although you have limited freedom of choice, you still have it. For example, I cannot choose to fly without an apparatus. Oh, I cannot choose to just get up and go to Russia. There's things, there's laws in place. I need a visa. I need a way to get there. So there's things, but I have free will with inside of a certain amount of space. Number one, I have that. You got it too. Now, people that are not, they don't know they have it. Let me say that again. People that are not successful don't know they have freedom of choice. They don't know that they could choose to be something other than what they are. They don't know that they have to choose, even though it may be, again, hard, it may be this. Let me say that again. Some people in the hood don't know because they don't know how, and so they misconstrue how with what. So make sure that you don't try to figure out what before you make the decision to do. The first thing, number one, make a decision. As I've been talking about for 20 years, that's the ultimate secret to being rich. Make a decision. Because people that are not rich, they have not made a decision to be rich. But they don't know because they think that making a decision to be rich means I got to have a system in place by which to be rich. No. Anybody can say, I choose to be rich. See, I just said it. It's actually pretty easy. The moment you do that, bam, you're rich. The next question then pops in is once you make a decision. Now, remember, this is how you get past success blockers. We've been talking about success blockers. What are success blockers? You made a personal agreement with non-success. That's a success blocker. Now, there's a plethora of different agreements that you've made. You made an agreement not to be healthy. How do I know? Because you eat, Brother Will, you can knock out a box of Krispy Kreme donuts in one sitting. So if you do that, you've made an agreement. Because if you had made an agreement to be healthy, you wouldn't eat the whole box. In fact, you maybe not even eat one. But if you did not make an agreement to be healthy, by not making a decision. Number one, this is so powerful that my whole course, everything that I do is based upon number one. I don't even get to two or three. Because nobody can get past number one. Very few people can make a decision. They vacillate. Don't believe me? Try to make a decision. I want you to try to make a decision. Don't judge me. Make a decision. I know people that's been together for 10, 15 years, and they're not married. But one or both parties want to be married. But they can't make a decision to go down to the courthouse and freaking get married. I know people that's in bad relationships. They want to leave, but they can't make a decision to leave. But they just stay. I know people who want to change jobs. They're in jobs that they hate, but they can't make a decision to leave that job. Because, well, what I'm going to do? Don't worry about that. Just make a decision. Why? The universe only responds to a made-up mind. God is waiting for you, and you're waiting for God. So nothing happens until you make a decision. Number one. So most people, that's the number one success blocker on earth. The inability to make a decision because there's no plan. But people don't understand how the universe works. God ain't going to send you something you don't need. Because God already knows that you got everything that you got, or everything that you need. Number one, make a decision. Now, let me say number one again, because number one really is all three. But once you do number one, then something else pops up. As soon as I made my decision, you know what, I want to be a millionaire. You know what my brain says to me? Told me, Negro, sit down. You ain't going to be no millionaire. I was like, well, why not? Because I made the decision to be a millionaire with the same brain that made the decision not to be a millionaire. So I had to go back and make a decision from a new perspective. So I had to get a new perspective. So I had to find people that was like me, that was on the next level as me. That's the reason I went to California. That was the trip. What? It was a verification trip. It was the ability to find frequencies like mine. Now, I've seen them on the internet, but I like to see shit in person, because anybody can be anything on the internet. There's a lot of Facebook heroes, but real-life zeros. There's a lot of fitness gurus on Facebook, but when you see them in real life, they look like Pillsbury Doughboys. Don't follow nobody that ain't been where you going. So I had to do number two. So I made a decision. And then number two was get outside of the box. When you make a decision, the decision that you made requires you to get outside of the box that you're in, meaning the perception that you're in, meaning the belief system. So you mean to tell me you made a decision to be rich, but you got the same belief system of somebody that's poor? Now, remember, if you make a decision to be rich and your belief system doesn't change, that belief system that you had all your life when you was poor, how you going to be rich with the same mindset of somebody who's poor? Think. People tell me, Brother Will, I made a decision to be healthy. You did? Yes, sir. Okay. Number two, the ability to think outside of the box. So you made a decision to be healthy, but you still eat McDonald's every day. You still do all of the activities because, remember, you got the same brain. You got the same perspective. You don't see anything wrong with where you at. See, well, once you make a decision, the fact you make a decision exposes what you're doing wrong. You either have to change or you remain the same. That is the moment of decision. That's the real decision. The decision is not saying I am rich. The decision is doing activities that make me rich. So every day I wake up, guess what I do? I do purpose me in the direction of my worthwhile goal. That destroys those success blockers. Because success blockers is when you make a decision to be rich, but you don't change the mindset to one that is rich, meaning you do the same behaviors that you did when you was poor. So if you made a decision to be something, and if your behavior doesn't follow that decision, you didn't make a decision. So number one, you got to make a decision. Number two, that decision forces you, encourages you, motivates you to think and do things differently. Watch how it happens. All you do is make a decision. Watch how you feel after you make a decision. There's a war that's going to go on because you make a decision to be healthy. Something's going to say, hey, put that donut down and get a salad. And then you're going to say, but I like the taste of the donut. But there's something in your brain that says, but I like the life. I like the way my body feels. I like the heart rate. I like the cholesterol level of the salad. I like the taste. So are you going to eat it for your tongue or are you going to eat it for your cells? You got to make a choice. So there's going to be a change in your mentality that comes from that causes you to change your reality. But it started with the mentality. What is the mentality? I am healthy. When you make a decision to be healthy, it forces the body and the brain to make different decisions, which releases different chemicals inside the body. It forces it. And then you go back to the same old decision of being poor or being unhealthy, or you stick with it. But what nobody told me was number three. Nobody, this is why I missed, you got to do it every day. Every day you got to make a decision to eat a salad instead of a donut. Every day. So it's a war of attrition. You got to make that choice every day. You got to, whatever you did, and number one, make a decision. Number two, when you make that decision, it brings circumstances into your life that forces you to validate you are who you say you are. If I say I am wealthy, a decision going to come. Okay, blow money on a get-rich-quick scam or keep that money in your bank. Rich people buy assets. Poor people buy liabilities. You got a decision. Are you going to be rich or poor today? You're going to buy a car that looks good but got a jacked engine. But, you know, you look good, though, Holmes. You can impress all your friends with this new car, but it's going to take all your money. A rich person, not going to do that. A poor person is. You got to make a decision. And based upon the decision, that determines number three, which is you go back to number one, or you go on to falling in love and creating an emotional charge of things that frequently repeat it. So every day I make the same decision. The more I make that decision, the more I generate an emotional charge. And whatever I make a decision that causes an emotional charge, bam, it manifests in my life. Now, the first time I make a decision to eat a salad, nothing happens. Second time I make a decision to eat a salad, nothing happens. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. After a while, I keep frequently repeating that decision. Now, this is how you destroy success block, because I'm trying to help you. This is how you destroy the yoke. This is how you walk through devils and demons. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just telling you this is how you do it. Every day you wake up, you make the same decision. Every day you wake up for the rest of your life, you got to deal with the same devil. This is how marriages work. You make a decision to be married every day. You see this fine filly at the gym? Doesn't matter. You make a decision to be married every day. Love is not a feeling, it's a freaking decision. And one, the day that you decide not to make that decision, that's the day you go back to first base. That's the day your marriage ends. That's the day that your marriage fails. That's the day that, now it may not manifest until 2 or 3 months down the line, but the day you make the decision, the day you make the choice not to be wealthy, bam, you're poor. Then every time you make a decision, you take a brick off the wall of wealth and you put a brick up on the wall of poverty. Every time you make a bonehead decision, there's not one based upon wealth, one but the success blockers, is choosing or making bad choices and bad decisions. So how to make quality choices and quality decisions, how to use this power that we have. We are not migratory birds. We're not. I am not programmed to go south in the winter. There's not something that just overrides me that forces me to get up and fly south. I'm not a lion that if a zebra runs by me, I'm not going to get up and go and maul him whether I'm hungry or not. I'm not programmed to eat meat. I can actually eat vegetables if I want. I have the freedom of choice. I'm not programmed. I don't have instinct at that level. I got some Maslow's theory. But we're not instinct-driven. We're choice-driven. That's God. Only God can do that. And as an individual expression of God on earth, you got a choice. Success blockers is not knowing that. The number one blocker to your success, you don't know you got the choice to be God. You do not know. You don't really know. What I talked about yesterday, if anybody that missed yesterday's show, please go back and listen to it. Please. I'm begging you, please. Because if you understand that you have legal jurisdiction to realistically represent and advocate for a doctrine of massive action that is going to activate your latent, dormant, God-like, I'm going to use the word, you know, spiritual attributes and characteristics. They're latent. They're just lying there dormant. It's in your DNA. It hasn't been activated. Your codex and codon is not turned on. You have this spiritual superpower to do what? To do what, Brother Will? To terminate, to decide, to make a decision. You got it. You got legal jurisdiction to realistically represent and advocate the doctrine of God or the kingdom of God on earth that's going to activate your God self that's lying dormant. That's the true authentic self. That is going to determine that's going to terminate and cancel every contract that does not align with the uniqueness and the unity of thought or the sameness of God. That's what we talked about yesterday. That's a success blocker. What does it mean? Make a decision. You have legal right to realistically advocate a doctrine that brings and activates your spiritual superpowers and terminates your quote unquote failure power and aligns you so that way you look, you act, you talk, you walk, you breathe just like God. And I see you and I say what it says in John chapter 10, verse 30. Man, he lives just like his father. When I've seen him, I've seen the father because you and your father are one. You look like him, you walk like him, you talk like him, you breathe like him, you act like him, man, you might as well be him. That, brothers and sisters, that dog hunts. That's dunamis power. You got legal jurisdiction to make a decision to be God on earth. But there's something called temptation. There's something called taste buds. And it is these temptations. It is these distractions that limits our ability or blocks our success. What is the definition of success? Sameness as God. Now, other people's definition of success is just different from mine. If your definition of success is, you know, some worldly attribute, then, yeah, this show is not for you. But if your definition of success is sameness or equivalence of form, if that's your definition, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. It was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. If that is your definition, brother, we can talk. Because guess what? I'm going to help you. Because the universe knows who you're being. God knows. See, as soon as you change your mind about who you will be, it automatically delivers the content that you need to manifest or be. Let me say that again real slow. This is a secret to life. Man, I'm trying to help you. Heavenly Father, in the name that's above every name, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and the intellect of your people. The moment you make a decision, the Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. The universe only responds to a made-up mind. That's the whole crux of my whole system. Diligence, ultimate secret to being rich. Make a freaking decision. You can't constantly and consistently make that decision. Firm, fair, and consistent. Focus, discipline, and order. The reason I go to the gym every day, because I freaking made a decision to be healthy. I made a decision. Make a decision, man, and make the same decision every freaking day. Then what happens, after you do it for 30 days, you get something called a destiny. Do it for another 30 days, you get a lifestyle. That's how you change your life. One day at a time, by making the same decision, and after a while, it becomes an emotional charge. Anything that's frequently repeated and emotionally charged molds mass of matter. Guaranteed. Based upon universal spiritual law, based upon the Helios Biblios in Hebrews 11:1. Spiritual. Remember, the universe knows who you have chosen to be at all times. Every second of every day, you got to make a decision to be wealthy. Every second. Every second of every day, you got to think well thoughts. Now, let me say that again. So something bad happens to you, what happens? You immediately start thinking something different than wealth. If you go to the bank account, if you go to your bank and all your money is gone, what happens? You immediately are like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Is that thoughts of being wealth? No, it's not. Bam, you immediately start the domino effect. Matter starts folding into poverty. The moment that you make a decision to be healthy and you go and you get a bad report, although, again, it is real. I'm not saying it's not real. You go to the doctor, they do an x-ray and say, oh, man, you know, something bad just happened. You know, you got a bad bank disc in your back. Okay, that's real. Okay, now you got to make a decision. I know the doctor said, now you got to make a decision. Well, you make a decision. I don't want to have no herniated disc in my back. Well, the doctor said you got a herniated disc. Okay, I'm going to make a decision to not have a herniated disc. The doctor going to say, well, brother, you stuck with it for the rest of your life. And that's the doctor's opinion. Thank you very much, doc. Appreciate you, bro. Then you got to change your mind about who you are being. I choose to be a man with a healthy back. The moment I make that decision to be a man with a healthy back, it automatically delivers the content or the way by which to make my back healthy. Notice the content comes after the decision. The content does not come before the decision. The decision, get the content, and then implement it how? Make a decision to implement the content every day. So I make a decision to go to the gym every day. Why? I made a decision to be healthy. I make a decision to burn more calories than I consume every day. I make a decision to produce more than I consume every day. I made a decision to produce more in use value than I receive in monetary value every day. I made a decision that I'm going to create books and tapes and one-on-ones and shows. I'm going to create content that's worth millions of dollars. And that's what I did. And people saw my worth and value, and they said, hey, we're willing to pay you for your content. Okay, are we talking? Yeah, we're willing to pay you what you're worth. Okay, bam, that dog hunts right there. That's how I became a millionaire. How are you going to become a millionaire? You know how you become a millionaire? Same way I did. How did I become a millionaire? I made a freaking decision. And every day I woke up, I made the decision. You can do the same thing. God is not a respecter of persons. I saved my marriage. How did I save my marriage? Because every day I made a decision, and every day I make a decision to be married. Guess what you got to do? You make the same decision. If that's your definition of success, if that's what you want, if that curl your toes. So, brothers and sisters, life is actually not hard. You got to do three things. Number one, make a decision. Number two, when you make the decision, the universe is going to send you a how-to manual. Now, it's not going to come in the form that you look for tonight. It's going to probably come in something that you don't like. If you are an African-American, and you make a decision to be wealthy, it's probably going to be a Caucasian that's going to come. Why? You got to get rid of that hate. And because you can't receive content from a Caucasian or vice versa, guess what happens? Success blocker. What is success blocker? I got a belief system. What's your belief system? All white people are the devil. There's Negroes that believe that. Most of my friends are freaking white. I know that that's not true. How do I know? I got a friend called named Sister Ellen. There's no Negro on earth that can tell me all white people are the devil. So when people hear me what the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said, I don't give a what Louis Farrakhan said. I know there's some good white people in the world. I know them personally. So you cannot make no blanket statement about no group of people or nothing on this planet. It's individuals. There are individual people that are bad. And there are individual people that are good because there are individual expressions of God. It didn't say which God, but there are individual expressions of God on earth. You're one of them. The only question I got for you, brother, the only question I got for you, the sister, which God are you expressing, the little one or the big one? Choose ye this day whom you are going to express, expose, and expand. As for me, I choose to express love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. I choose to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Every day I make a choice. It sends me the content. I implement that content by making a choice every day to read the content that has been sent to me by the Pathan and implement it into my life to produce wealth, to produce health, to produce wisdom, and to produce toe-curling relationship. Implement the content, man. Or stay in the box. The choice is yours. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, K.A., Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is the part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
It's like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Can't believe that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mine is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. Make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave.